The NTSB says the FAA is dragging its feet on fighting runway incursions. Peggy Gilligan tells the Senate the FAA is near action on pilot fatigue. And a court declines a motion by master instructors for an injunction against NAFI. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, December 4th, 2009. Deborah Herzman, chair of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, criticized the FAA for inaction on runway safety during her remarks at Tuesday's FAA International Runway Summit. In particular, she chided the FAA for failing to accomplish six recommendations issued by NTSB in July of 2000. Four still remain on the board's most wanted list. They are providing warnings of imminent collisions directly to pilots in cockpits, requiring specific clearances for every runway crossing, requiring moving map displays or automatic systems to alert pilots when they're about to take off from a taxiway or the wrong runway, and requiring landing distance assessments with adequate safety margins. She also noted the FAA's lethargic pace of ADS-B implementation and observed that it will not initially include ADS-B in, a technology that could bring some of the desired warnings into cockpits. Acknowledging a good and still improving incursion record, she noted, quote, "Many of the people in this room can take credit for this safety record. My hat is off to you for what you've accomplished to date. But the next question we have to ask is, how can we get from 6 per 100,000 to 0?" Unquote. To be fair, the NTSB lives in a highly theoretical world where costs to government and industry are not considered, a luxury the FAA, fortunately, does not enjoy. Resources are not infinite, even under the current administration, and if you mandate enough placards, eventually you can't see out the windows. The FAA had yet to specifically respond to Herzman's scolding as of our deadline. Pilot fatigue, which became a focal point of interest by both the public and lawmakers after the Colgan Air 3407 crash in February, brought FAA Associate Administrator Peggy Gilligan before the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety, and Security on Tuesday. She took the opportunity to tell lawmakers that mitigating pilot fatigue is a responsibility shared by the administration, air carriers, and the pilots themselves. She pointed to examples of the first two. The 2008 FAA Fatigue Symposium encouraged the aviation community to proactively address aviation fatigue management issues. From the industry side, she hailed Delta's voluntary policy for crew rest on its JFK to Mumbai, India route as a model for the industry. Gilligan told lawmakers that while the accelerated rulemaking effort identified in June as a high priority by incoming Administrator Randy Babbitt has taken longer than hoped, quote, "I am confident we will get there," unquote. Sandy and Joanne Hill, two career teachers and former directors of the National Association of Flight Instructors, have been rebuffed by the courts in their petition for a temporary injunction which sought to prevent NAFI from continuing to use material they created in its master instructor program. The Hills are quick to point out that the failure to win an injunction should not be confused with a finding of merit in their copyright infringement lawsuit against NAFI. The Hills, who now operate independently as Master Instructors LLC, say the attention brought to the issue by their action has been beneficial, and a jury will decide the outcome of the case when it goes to trial. Find much more detail in the text version of this story, dated December 3rd, at aero-news.net. Up next on ANN, the U.S. Forest Service revisits night firefighting flights over California. CAP has found the wreckage of a missing plane in West Virginia. And Canada awards this year's Abramson Instructor Safety Award. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 4th. I'm Paul Plack. An active fall fire season in California has renewed calls for allowing helicopters to fly firefighting missions at night. The U.S. Forest Service says it's reviewing the policy. Night aerial firefighting was allowed in the 1970s and 80s, but was abandoned after a helicopter collision. Fire officials told the AP they admit allowing night water drops in the early stages of the Angeles fire might have made some difference, but there's no guarantee that it would have led to less damage in the fire. Forest Service Fire and Aviation Management Director Tom Harbor says the extent of the damage was the result of the blaze jumping fire breaks and getting into inaccessible terrain. Quote, "It's a red herring to keep talking about helicopters and air tankers. Aircraft serve a useful purpose in assisting the folks on the ground. Firefighters on the ground put out fire," unquote. Los Angeles County firefighters are allowed to fly at night over Forest Service land in limited circumstances. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Michael Freeman is on the record supporting the review of the federal policy. The Civil Air Patrol's Clarksburg Composite Squadron has located the wreckage of a twin-engine Piper PA-30 that had been reported missing after it left a Texas airport November 23rd on the way to Virginia. The aircrew spotted the Piper 5 miles north of the Rennell VOR. The pilot, Quan Kwok of Virginia, had taken off from Dallert Municipal Airport in extreme northwest Texas without filing a flight plan, but officials believed the Piper's flight path made southern West Virginia the prime search area. The last known contact with the pilot came when he left the airport. The flight would have lasted 4 to 5 hours. Weather conditions were windy with low clouds and drizzle. Harv Penner, the owner of Harv's Air in Steinbach, Manitoba, has won Canada's David Charles Abramson Memorial Flight Instructor Safety Award. The honor was bestowed at the Air Transportation Association of Canada's annual convention in Quebec City last week. Steinbach Online reports that the award is the only one given by the Canadian government honoring flight instructors. Each year, one instructor who's shown a passion for flying and a commitment towards his or her students receives the award, now in its seventh year. Penner opened his flight school in 1973 and calls the award quite an honor. David Charles Abramson was a 24-year-old flight instructor who was killed on what was described as a routine training flight when the Cessna 150 he and his student were flying developed a mechanical problem. His student survived the wreck and a modification to the rudder stop mechanism in all Cessna 150s and 152s was developed because of that accident. Still ahead, Cessna delivers its 300th Citation 10. Bombardier gets an order for 22 more CRJs. And would butterflies still learn to fly if they were born weightless? You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, December 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna reports it's delivered its 300th Citation 10 to its authorized sales rep, Jet Alliance, based in Vienna, Austria. The plane will be operated from Vienna by an unnamed retail customer. Cessna notes that the Citation 10 is the world's fastest non-military aircraft, with a top speed of 0.92 Mach, and is the flagship of Cessna's line of light and mid-size business jets. It was announced at NBAA 1990, and the first Citation 10 was delivered to golf legend and longtime Cessna customer Arnold Palmer in 1996. Bombardier Aerospace announced yesterday that AMR Eagle Holding Corporation, the parent company of American Eagle Airlines, will acquire 22 CRJ-700 regional airliners. The transaction represents the conversion of 22 options held by the airline into a firm order contract. Based on the list prices, the contract would be valued at $779 million U.S. Actual terms are confidential. Bombardier Commercial Aircraft President Gary Scott observes of the AMR order, quote, "This would be a major order for us at any time, but achieving it during the prevailing tough economic times makes it all the more significant, and we're grateful for their continuing support," unquote. Bombardier says 1,569 CRJs are in service, with more than 60 operators in 38 countries. And finally today, some experiments performed in space sound like the things we wondered aloud as teenagers. Hey, I wonder if butterflies would figure out how to fly if they were born weightless. That's the one currently being probed aboard the International Space Station, where four painted lady butterflies have hatched from their chrysalises as students look on from classrooms where the same variety of butterfly is being raised in Earth's normal gravity. All four of the original larvae built chrysalises, and the butterflies emerged over the last few days. Dr. Nancy Moreno of the Baylor College of Medicine observes the space-going insects didn't seem bothered by microgravity. Quote, "The larvae didn't seem to have problems navigating and feeding in the space environment. Now, the opportunities to investigate microgravity's effect on adult butterfly behavior, wing development, and flight are beginning," unquote. If there's enough teenager left in you to wish you could see this for yourself, BioServe Space Technologies of the University of Colorado at Boulder says video will be posted to YouTube and BioEd Online in the near future. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear how and why airshow performer Matt Youngkin flies aerobatics in a big old Beach 18. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.